I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado voters will soon decide whether to reintroduce gray wolves to western Colorado. Proposition 114 directs Colorado Parks and Wildlife to reintroduce gray wolves beginning in 2023. Backers of the proposition say it would be the first step in a plan to reintroduce and manage the wolves. Advocates say the introduction of wolves in other states have shown benefits for ecosystems. In Yellowstone, for example, reports indicate overgrazing deer and elk have been reduced, allowing smaller animal species to thrive. But Bonnie Brown of the Colorado Wool Growers Association and Colorado Sheep and Wool Authority says western Colorado is not Yellowstone.
The notion of a balanced ecosystem is very misleading because certainly wolf packs can take down an overabundance of prey species, but then they just keep going. They don't say, oh, we're at a healthy number here, we're going to stop now. And Colorado does not have the management tools available that other states have. One of the things that they don't mention is that depredation on livestock in Idaho and Wyoming is over 50% of the time occurring on private property.
The state's Wildlife Commission rejected a reintroduction proposal back in 2016. At the time, it cited threats to big game like elk and opposition from ranchers who could lose livestock revenue.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.